to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where you and I share a journey through this life. You and I share a time and a season and a window where we go through this time, this place, and all that the experiences that life has to offer for us. All the experiences that the Spirit of God would allow us to go through to accomplish His purposes in us. You know, many of the things that God puts His people through, one, you would never choose it. Two, you would never trade it. You would never choose, by and large, most of the things that God puts you through, because they're difficult, they will stretch you, they will break you, they will break every aspect of who you are, because God needs to break you so that He can come through. They will break every aspect of who you are, but you would never trade it too. Because once you've come through that process and God has made out of you what He wants to make, and you see His hand in your life and you realize what He's done, you'll be grateful and you'll be thankful and you'll appreciate what He's done, and you won't resent it because you'll have seen what He did. You know, this life is not easy. It's not. It is not easy. I, you know, if you are going to follow Christ, it is not easy. But God has kept it simple. You know, a pastor friend of mine said, easy went out the door with Adam. It's true. You know, I mean, the very start, easy went out the door. But God kept it simple. And He keeps it simple for you and I. And He allows for us to have a simple way through this life and through this world. And the simplicity of the gospel is when you bow your knee before the King of Kings, when you accept salvation, which comes through Him, when you receive the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus, the simplicity of the gospel is all of a sudden everything changes. Everything shifts. You go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. That's the simplicity of the gospel. But that next part of it then too is walking it out. And as you walk it out, you begin a process that goes on through eternity. It goes on through the end of this life. You begin a process. And that process is one of stretch and trial and what would seemingly be failure, but it's truly, in truth, and in actuality, eternal success. You know, one of the issues that people sometimes have is that they want things to work out for themselves in the world. And when things don't work out for themselves in the world, they consider that that's, you know, something's not right. But, you know, life has seasons. Life has times. There's seasons for everything. There's windows of time for everything. There's, the book of Ecclesiastes talks about how there's a season for everything. There's a time to plant. There's a time to harvest. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. There's a season for everything. And part of being a follower of Christ is you're like the wind. John chapter 3, where Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, and He talked about what the people of the Spirit are like. You know, those that are led by the Spirit, they're like the wind. You can't see where the wind is going. You can see the effects. So if you look at the trees, you can see the effects of the wind, but you can't see the wind. The wind goes where it wants to. And the children of God that are led by the Spirit, that go where the Spirit leads them. And you can't see the Spirit, But you can see the effects of the Spirit on a person's life. You can see the effects of the Spirit on a person's decisions, on your life, on your decisions, on your choices. And one thing about God's people is they do learn how to go with it. They do learn how to flow with it. They are not bound by convention. They are not bound by religion. They are not bound by people's false expectation. No. They are given over to the Spirit of God. They are slaves unto righteousness, slaves unto truth. They love the Spirit of God and they want to please God. They want to please their Father in heaven. That is why they do what they do. You know, the reason that we do what we do is because we want to please our Father. You know, we want to please our Heavenly Father. We want to walk with Him. We want to live in relationship and connection with Him. See, that's why it's so much more powerful for a child of God. Because there's a reason behind it. It's not a bunch of what's. It's not a bunch of, okay, here's my list of do's and don'ts. Because you can rationalize those out. And you can also rationalize for reasons why you break those lists. Or why you change it to something else. Whereas when the core of your being desires to walk with the Spirit of God, the core of your being desires to be led by Him, to never ever break relationship and connection with Him. When the core of you is that's what you want, then, you know, one, you're going to have that. And two, you're going to sign yourself up for something incredible. See, God wants you to have, you know, God wants you to have steel in your backbone so that you can withstand whatever comes in the days ahead. That's why so often He puts us into some very fiery, trying situations. You know, I've had a series of those in the last couple of years. Last probably 3-4 years has been a lot of those. Really, really difficult in the natural situations. But in the realm of the Spirit, you know, God has been making something out of me. And I share the journey along the way. You know, one of the reasons why when people listen here and this message reaches you and it touches you and it helps you in your journey, one of the reasons why, you know, I've gone through the mill. And God has allowed me to go through the mill just to break me, just so that I would be of use to you. Because if I haven't been broken, see, the Spirit of God flows through broken vessels. Until you're broken, nothing flows. Until you're broken and shattered, nothing will flow through you. It's once you are broken, that's when the Spirit flows through you. And that's why God will orchestrate the circumstances of your life to break you. Did you know that? Okay. Yeah, here's one more thing that I never told you at whatever religious classes you went to. That God will orchestrate the circumstances and the situations of your life to break you. And when that happens, when you find yourself in that place, bow your knee before the living God and surrender your life to Him. Surrender your life and your path and your journey to Him. Ask Him for the way and the direction that you would go. So when you get up from that, you'll be in the right direction and His Spirit will be flowing through you to touch the lives of those that are around you. You know, that's much better than trying to do it on your own or piecemeal things together again. That's not going to work. You know, the call of the righteous is a call to follow Him. It's a call of faith and trust. You know, we've talked about before that word faith can be interchanged with the word trust. And by trust, you do so many things. And trust also is, hey, it's being led by His Spirit. Because when you trust God, you trust Him because you've come through some stuff with Him. And in the stuff that you've come through with Him, you've learned. Oh, you've learned. You've learned to trust Him. You've learned because you've gone through some experiences. And in those experiences that you've had, you've seen Him faithful. You've seen Him carry you through. You've seen Him give you victory when it seemed like no victory was possible. You know, when it seems like no victory is possible, now you're finally in a place where God can be miraculous. You know, until the point where you thought that you could do it in yourself and in your own strength, until that place and until that point, up until then, you could have done it. You didn't need God. You could have been an Esau. You could have just gone out there and made your way through the world and been a man that just kind of like just did it, made it work. You know, mover and shaker. No, it's when you are in your weakness, God is made strong in you. It is in your weakness. It is when you are at your last straw and you've broken that. It is when you run out of moves, when you don't have anything left. That is when God shows Himself strong on your behalf. When you turn your face unto Him, you lift up your eyes unto heaven. You know, a buddy of mine recently sent me that verse, Psalm 24, 7 through 10. You lift up your eyes. Lift up your head. Just look unto Him. You know, I think so often, you know, we bow our head and we just put our eyes towards the ground because we're so tired and so broken and so just, you just want to give up. But God tells you to lift up your head, to look up. You know why? You know why you lift up your head? Because you are a child of the Son of God. You are a child of God. You are a living ambassador of the King of Kings in the earth, here. That is a reason for you to lift up your head. That is a reason for you to put your shoulders back. That is a reason for you to bow your knee before the King of Kings and say, okay, Lord, where to? Okay, Lord, what would you have of me? Because, you know, without that understanding, you will always keep your head down. You will always look to the ground. You will always be apologizing for your existence, for the reason that you're here in this life. You know what? Look, some of you out there, you need to quit apologizing for your life in this world. You need to quit saying sorry for my existence, sorry for breathing this air, sorry for being such a problem, sorry for being such a burden. You know, knock it off. You know why? God, by His divine plan and purpose, put you in this life for such a time as this. He knew exactly what He was doing with you. He knew exactly why He would have you to be here. He knew exactly what He intended with you. So why are you going to apologize for that? No, rather, align your life with the Spirit of God. Align your life with His plan and purpose. Align your life with that which He's called you to do. And when you do that, watch what happens. When you do that, watch what happens. You know, the other side of it too is that, you know, you've got to go through a few things for God to be able to prepare you, to make you ready. You know, Moses, he, you know, went through that 40 years of first Pharaoh's house, learning all the wisdom of Egypt and all kinds of things. Then at 40, he tried to, you know, liberate his people by his own strength and his own ability, and ended up killing a guy. And then, running for his life, ended up in the backside of the desert, in Midian, I believe, tending a few sheep, for the next 40 years. And, you know, during that time, God had to burn the king out of him. God had to burn the prince out of him. God had to humble him. God had to bring him to a point where at the end of it, he didn't trust in anything, even his ability to herd a few sheep, even that he would run away from. God had to bring him to a place of complete brokenness, complete emptiness, complete dependency on him, so that he could fill him, empower him, and lift him up. And that's why, too, sometimes when you get that the closer you get to your darkest hour is the closer that you get to the break of dawn in your life. So don't despise the darkest hour. Push through. See, one of the calls for the people of God, and we've talked about this before, but I got to keep emphasizing it, because it is crucial for your walk, your life, your relationship with Him, for what it is that God intended for you. It is crucial for you to overcome, because it is in overcoming that you fulfill the reason that God still has you here. See, God wants overcomers. To him who overcomes. How many times in Revelation, every one of the churches and every individual is given that admonition. To him who overcomes, to him who overcomes. This life is about overcoming. This life is not about making everything perfect here. This life is about overcoming. Overcoming yourself, overcoming your flesh, overcoming the world, overcoming your fears, overcoming your expectations, your false expectations, overcoming the mind control, overcoming the deceptions that are there, overcoming your expectations of what you thought life would be and what it is that you would do and all of that. It is about overcoming. Overcoming into freedom. Overcoming into life. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He also said, look, in this world you're going to have trouble. But take heart, for I've overcome the world. So he came that we would have life. And the way that we have life, John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. If any man remain in me, he will bear much fruit. So you got to remain in him to bear fruit, because he is the source of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. So I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You got to remain in me to bear fruit. So life will flow through you. And if you remain in him and his words remain in you, you will bear much fruit. And if you remain in him, you'll overcome. So that is life. And to overcome is God's call for you, God's expectation for you, God's plan for you. And the very situations that he's going to allow you to go into are those that would result in you overcoming and coming through. You know, I know we've talked about Acts 16 a lot in the past, but you know this one thing about the scriptures is they're so deep, and you can get so much out of a single passage, and God can keep showing you something new all the time from the same verses. Acts 16 is a powerful example of overcoming, of pressing through, of not trying to get out, but of going through. You know, remember, even when the God caused an earthquake to happen, God caused an earthquake to happen, and everybody's chains fell off. And rather than everybody running out of the prison, allowing the jailer to kill himself, and, you know, running away and say, okay, great, this is God's will, we're going to take away, we're going to run off. No, they stayed because it wasn't done yet. They needed to go through. There was something more that needed to be accomplished. So when the jailer was about to kill himself, because in the old school, back then, in Roman times, the way it was for a jailer or for a soldier that had charge over a prisoner was, hey, life for life. If you lose your prisoner, you die. Because it is your life in exchange for his. So that's why they took care not to lose the prisoner. And they would sooner kill the prisoner than allow him to escape. So, because if he escaped, they died. So, you know, when the jailer was about to kill himself, what did God do? Quicken Paul. Quicken Silas. Don't do it. We're all here. And the result of that was the jailer came in because he knew his life had been spared. He knew that the hand of God had spared his life. And when he came into a place of that realization, seeing the miraculous power of God at work, knowing that these were men sent from God, he came in and he bowed his knee, fell on his knees before them, said, "What must I do to be saved?" That's what happens when you press through. When you press through, God makes a way for you. It is an incredible, incredible thing. God makes a way for you. And God makes a way for others to be blessed by that which you go through in your life. See, when you walk with Him, He will stretch you, He will try you, He will test you, but you know what? He's never ever going to allow you to be tempted beyond what you can withstand. And He's always going to make a way of escape for you. And He's always going to strengthen you. He's always going to carry you through. Whatever you're in, you can withstand. Whatever you're in, God will give you relief, will keep you going. And if you look back, if you've been walking with Him, when you get the chance to look back and to see, you'll also realize His hand in you. You won't trade it. You won't trade it. You won't trade the difficulties that you've gone through. You know, I think about some of the things that God has allowed me to go through over the last years. As difficult as they've been, and as much as in the moment I had a hard time with them, still, I wouldn't trade it. In this moment, even in the middle of what is a difficult time for me right now, I would not trade it. Because I know that God's hand is on it. And I know that God's purposes are being accomplished in what He's doing with me. See, without that assurance that the hand of God is upon your life, without that leading and guiding of the Spirit of God, you go forward on your own into a way that seems right unto you, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And a lot of people look for comfort, they look for peace, security, not peace in the way that Jesus grants them peace, but peace in the way the world grants them peace. See, when Jesus grants peace, He says, "Look, I'll give you peace." He gives internal serenity amidst external turmoil. Whereas the world grants you peace by giving you something outside calm, but it can never do anything for the inside soul. And when you're in that situation of worldly peace, something inside of you knows that something's not right. Something inside of you knows that something is missing. Something inside of you longs for more. And you know it. You know it. Inside of you, you know that God intended something more for you, but you didn't keep going. You didn't walk through. You didn't follow through. But to him who overcomes, God gives an amazing journey, life, plan, purpose, reason for being, existence, power that flows through. I mean, it's once you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that continues forward in an amazing way in the choices that you make. Because once you've had that experience of God's plan and purpose unfold in your life, you want to finish that journey. You want to finish that race. Because that journey leads you onto that destiny that God has to unfold in your life. And the real you will be unfolded in that. You know, without going down this journey, you'll never discover who you really are. You'll always be a product of somebody else's expectations. You'll always be a product of somebody else's marketing tools. You'll always be buying things to try to define who you are. But God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, God will make a way. And He's going to make a way for you to be who you are meant to be. Nothing less. That's why you have to embrace that journey and trust Him. Trust Him with all your heart. Honor the Lord your God. Honor the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do that. You're going to be just fine. You know, keep it simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love Him with your entire being. Everything you got, put it in that direction and go with it. And then as you're going that way, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, hey, just love Him. And watch what God does. And with that, hey, love you guys. Really do. We love you. The entire team, we pray for you guys. So keep on keeping on. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right, hey, we'll catch up again with you really soon. God bless you. Bye.